Will you please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4?
请我们翻到提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
We will read from verse 8 through verse 10.
第八节到第十节。
Exercise thyself unto piety. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but piety is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one and of that to come. The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation. For this we labor and suffer reproach, because we hope in a living God, who is preserver of all men, especially of those that believe.
操练身体益处还少, 唯独敬虔凡事都有益处, 应有今生和来生的应许, 这话是可信的, 是十分可佩服的。 我们劳苦努力, 正是为此, 因我们的指望, 在乎永生的神, 他是万人的救主, 更是信徒的救主。
And then will you please turn to Ephesians?
请翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四节，四章。
We'll read verses 15 and 16.
我们读第15节、16节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
以弗所书第四章第15节和16节。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to him in all things, who is the head, the Christ, from whom the whole body, fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in each measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to itself building up in love.
唯用爱心说诚实话, 凡事长进, 连于元首基督, 全身都靠他联络的合适, 百节各按各职, 照着身体的功用, 彼此相助, 便叫身体渐渐增长, 在爱中建立自己。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
亲爱的主啊, 我们感谢你今天早上聚集我们在一起。
We do gather in Thy precious name.
我们实在是在你
And we have the confidence that Thou art with us. We thank Thee for Thy precious promise.
我们感谢你的应许。
Thou dost promise us that where two or three are gathered together in Thy name, there will Thou be present.
你应许我们凡两三个人聚集, 你就在我们的中间。
What a glory that we can meet in Thy presence.
是我们能够在你的同在之间聚集是何等的荣耀。
In Thy presence is fullness of joy.
在你的同在的当中是满有喜乐。
And life forevermore.
是永远的生命。
So we do want to open our hearts to Thee, Lord.
主啊，我们把我们的心向你敞开。
We pray that Thou will touch not only our ears, but our heart.
我们祷告你不但摸我们的耳朵而且摸我们的心,
that we may not only hear Thy voice, but Thy word will sink deep into our hearts.
让我们不但是耳朵听见你的声音, 而且你的心, 你的话说在我们的心里,
that by Thy Spirit we may be transformed from glory to glory.
靠着你的灵, 我们可以从荣耀到荣耀,
and be conformed to Thy precious image.
可以被磨成你的宝贵的形象。
We commit this time into thy loving hand.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
And may glory be unto thee.
荣耀归于你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together this morning.
感谢神今天早上聚集我们在一起。
Every time when God's people have the opportunity of gathering together.
每一次我们神的百姓有机会聚集在一起。
I always feel that it is the special grace of God.
我总觉得是神格外的恩典。
Because we are living in a very strange time.
因为我们是活在一个很奇怪的时刻。
On the one hand, we find that there are troubles everywhere.
一方面我们发觉到处都是有麻烦。
Yet on the other hand, we are told to lift up our head, for our redemption draws nigh.
可是另外一方面，我们话告诉我们，说是我们要把我们头抬起来，因为被赎的时候到了。
And who are we that God should be so gracious to us?
我们是什么人？神会有这样的恩典临到我们。
Even at this last hour, He is still giving us opportunity.
在这最后的时刻，他仍旧给我们机会。
To get us ready for Himself.
让我们准备好为他自己。
So we do look to the Lord that He will use this time to ready us for His imminent return.
所以我们仰望主在这个时刻把我们准备好，因为他随时都要来的。
I have no intention of teaching you.
我没有意思要教导你们。
I just want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you.
我只要有一个从心到心的一个交通。
Because I deeply feel the need of this hour.
因为我实在觉得我们这个时刻有一个需要。
And I would like to share my burden with you.
我愿意把我里头的负担跟你们交通。
And hopefully by the grace of God.
盼望靠着主的恩典。
We may be better prepared for His imminent return.
我们可以准备好他随时可以回来。
I would like to talk with you on something very, very basic.
我要跟各位交通一些非常基本的事情。
And yet it touches the very height of God's heart.
可是呢，这件事情是摸到神心中的最高处。
And this morning, what I would do is just to lay a foundation.
今天早上我只是要把一个基础放在这里。
The burden of my heart is simply this.
我心里面的负担就是这个。
Spiritual exercise and body life.
属灵的操练和身体的生活。
And for the sake of some who may not have the background.
因为可能我们中间有人没有不知道有这个背景。
Therefore, I will use this morning to explain what is spiritual exercise.
就今天早上我要解释一下什么是属灵的操练。
And what is body life?
什么是身体生活？
The Apostle Paul, in his writing to Timothy,
使徒保罗在他写信给提摩太的时候，
he encouraged the young man saying,
他对这个少年有这么样一个鼓励。
Exercise.Yourself to piety.
操练敬虔。
Now, I personally don't like the word piety.
我个人不喜欢这个敬虔这两个字眼。
I would prefer the word godliness.
我愿意说像神。
The reason is when you think of piety.
因为是当我们想到这个所谓敬虔。
You may think of a very pious attitude.
你就会想到一个表面上的一个态度是一个很敬虔的态度。
It can be something external.
就会成为一个外面的事情。
It can be something put on.
好像是你放在外面的事情。
Instead of something that comes deep from within.
而不是从里头出来的。
And then it appears outwardly.
那然后看起来就像是敬虔。
So strictly speaking, the word should be godliness.
严格的说，这句话应该翻成像神。
To be like God.
像神。
And that gave us the right concept.
这就给我们一个正确的观念。
Because to be like God is nothing external.
因为像神不是外面的事。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
And to be like God,
像神呢?
There must be something happening in our spirit.
在我们的灵里面一定要一个事情发生。
So it is deep within us.
所以是深深的在我们的灵里面。
It is to be conformed to his image.
是要让我们磨成这个形象。
An image in the scripture speaks of something internal.
形象在圣经里面是说到里面的。
It speaks of character.
说到性格。
So, the exhortation of Paul to Timothy is exercise yourself to godliness.
所以保罗对提摩太的鼓励是劝告，是你要操练自己向神。
But at the same time, he said,
同时他也说,
bodily exercise is profitable for a little.
操练身体益处还少。
In other words, sometimes we neglect our body.
换句话说，有的时候我们忽略了我们的身体。
And probably Timothy was among one of them.
可能提摩太就是这么样一个人。
So the Apostle Paul said,
所以保罗说
bodily exercise is profitable.
身体操练是有益的。
We need to exercise our body.
我们需要练我们的身体。
We shouldn't neglect it.
我们不应该忽略它。
Because it is profitable.
因为它的确是有益处的。
But its profit is limited.
但是这个益处是有限的。
Now I noticed that in recent years,
我注意了在最近的几年,
it seems as if people are paying more attention to bodily exercise.
好像人们对于身体的操练呢是更加注意。
People began to realize that by eating and drinking and sleeping do not necessarily give you a healthy body.
大家的是知道了，你只吃你只喝，你只睡，你身体不一定健康的。
There is something more that needs to be done.
就是要做一些更多的事。
And that is to exercise your body.
就是要操练身体。
I wonder if young brothers and sisters here are exercising your bodies.
我不知道我们中间的年轻的弟兄姊妹是不是有操练你的身体。
I'm afraid that young people today pays too much time before computer.
就是现在我怕呢，现在的年轻人呢，太多的时间放在电脑的面前。
Some people say 8 hours.
有人说在电脑前一坐就坐8个钟头。
And they neglect their body.
他们忽略了他们的身体。
So obesity becomes a real problem among young people.
所以体重就越来越重了，变在年轻人当中。
Now we need to exercise our body.
我们需要操练我们的身体。
And not only for the young people, even for older people.
不但年轻人，而且年老的人一样。
Because we find that to have a healthy body, you need exercise.
因为我们发觉我们若是身体要健康的话，一定要锻炼。
We shouldn't neglect our body.
我们不应该忽略我们的身体。
You know, sometimes we feel that in order to be so-called spiritual.
有时候我们以为说是要变成所谓的属灵。
We should have a body like a hermit.
哦，我们应该像有一个身体，就像那个隐居的人一样。
But that is not true.
但是那不是真理。
God wants us to have a healthy body.
神要我们有一个健康的身体。
It is profitable.
是有益处的。
But its profit is little.
但是益处是有限的。
That is in comparison with something else.
就是说你若是跟其他一件事情比较的话，这个益处是有限的。
Because when you exercise your body, your body gets healthier.
因为你锻炼的话，你身体就会变成比较健康。
Now it does affect your mind.
的确这也影响你的思想。
If you have a body that is healthy, you have a mind that is more alert.
你的身体若是比较健康，你的头脑就比较灵敏。
And maybe it does affect your spirit too. It may affect your spirit too.
可能它也影响到你的灵。
Because when you pray, you will not get sleep.
因为你祷告的时候你不会睡着了。
But anyway, you find its profit is limited.
可是你怎么看的话呢，这个益处呢是有限的。
Because it's limited by time.
因为这个益处呢是有时间限制的。
One day when this physical body becomes a spiritual body,
有一天当我们这个物质的身体变成灵的身体。
And then it's another story.
那我们的这个健，这就变成另外一回事了。
Now why is bodily exercise the profit is little?
为什么操练身体的益处很少呢？
It is in comparison with something more important.
这是跟另外一个更重要的事情来比较的。
And that is exercise godliness.
那是操练敬虔，操练向神。
We who are the Lord's.
我们属于神的人。
There is one exercise that we must do.
有一个操练是不可少的。
And sadly, it is not being done.
但是很不幸的呢，就是说，这个操练我们没有操练。
We need to exercise godliness.
我们需要操练向神。
Now this is a word for believers.
这句话呢，是跟信主的人说的。
Because for the people of the world, they cannot exercise godliness.
因为世上的人他没有办法操练敬虔或者向神。
They may exercise what's called piety.
他们可以操练外面的所谓的敬虔，可是里面向神不能。
But they cannot exercise godliness.
但是他们不能操练向神。
Because how can you be like God if you do not have His life?
若是你没有神的生命，你怎么能够向神呢？
Now thank God we have His life.
感谢神，我们有他的生命。
And that is the exhortation from above.
这是从上头给我们的一个鼓励。
Since he has given us his life,
因为他的生命已经给了我们。
He wants our life to be like him.
他要让我们的生活是像生命是像他一样。
That we may live to express his glory.
让我们活着的时候可以彰显他的荣耀。
And this is the purpose of God.
这是神的目的。
And he said that exercise godliness is profitable for everything.
操练向神在凡事上都有益处。
It is profitable for your spirit.
对你的灵有益处。
It is profitable for your soul.
对你的魂有益处。
It is profitable for your body.
对你的身体有益处。
And not only so.
不止这样。
It has the promise of life.
还有呢，它是对于生，对于永生是有应许的。
And the word life here is Zoe.
这个生这个字眼是 Zoe.
就是 that it points to that life of God.
是指着神的生命。
There is such a promise not only for now but for the age to come.
这个所以这个应许呢，不但是我们今生的，而且是永生的。
That is to say that in this life, you can find how profitable it is to you.
就是在现在我们活着，我们会发觉，这件事情对我们有多少的好处。
And the profit will exchange to the life to come.
这个好处呢，一直要延伸到永世。
And the Apostle Paul said, "It is for this that we labor and even suffer."
为了这个缘故，我们在这里工作，而且我们在这里受苦。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see here how important is exercise unto godliness.
所以这里我们看见要操练向神是多么的重要。
And exercise godliness is not something outward.
操练向神不是外面的事。
It is something intensely internal.
是非常非常里面的事。
Now we say that God is spirit.
我们说神是灵。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
we thank God that not only our sins were forgiven.
我们感谢神，不但我们的罪被赦免了。
There is something positive happening in our life.
在我们的生命里面有一个正面的事情发生了。
We are born again.
我们重生了。
The Bible says he that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
圣经告诉我们从灵生的是灵。
We are born of the Holy Spirit.
我们是圣灵所生的。
Now what is to be born of the Holy Spirit?
从圣灵所生的是什么意思呢？
We know when God created man.
我们知道当神造人，
He created us as a tripartite.
他造成我们有三部分。
We have this body that is made of earth.
我们的身体是从土造的。
And God breathed His breath into this nostril.
神把他的气吹在鼻孔，我们的鼻孔里。
There is something that comes directly out of God into us.
有一件东西从神出来到我们里头。
And that becomes human spirit.
那就成为我们人的灵。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
You cannot communicate with God without spirit.
你若是没有灵的话，你不能跟神有交通。
God wants man to communicate with him.
神要人跟他有交通。
To be like him.
像，要像他。
Therefore he gave us a human spirit.
因此他给我们一个人的灵。
And human spirit is so precious.
人的灵是这么样的宝贵。
That we do know that in this whole world,
我们知道这个全世界，
God created all these mountains and hills.
我们看见神造了这个山，造了这个小大山、小山。
They have a massive body.
他们的身体不知道多大。
But they have no soul.
但是他们没有魂。
They have no feeling.
他们没有感觉。
No emotion.
没有感情。没有情感。
They cannot determine for themselves.
山不能为他们自己决定事情。
And we can see a little cat or a small bird.
我们看见一只猫，一个小鸟。
The body is small.
他们身体很小。
But they have a soul.
但是他们有个魂。
They can feel things.
他们可以感觉事情。
But they have no spirit.
但是他们没有灵。
They cannot worship God.
他们不能敬拜神。
Thank God when God created man.
感谢神，神造了人。
Out of himself, out of his breath, he gave us a human spirit.
他的从他吹的气里面，他给了我们人的灵。
So man is able to communicate with God.
所以人可以跟神之间有交通。
I often say, When the cosmonaut first went into outer space.
当这个苏联的那个太空人第一次到太空里面去。
He came back and said,
他回来说,
I have been to outer space.
我去过, 太空。
I look around.
我四周围看。
I do not see any God.
我没有看见任何的神。
Therefore, there is no God.
因此没有神。
Foolishness.
这是很愚蠢的。
How can a human naked eye to see God's spirit?
一个人肉眼怎么能够看见这一位神他是灵。
We have to see him in our spirit.
我们必须在灵里面看见他。
Thank God, God created us with a spirit.
感谢神，神给我们里头造了一个灵。
But unfortunately,
不幸的是
when sin came into the world,
当罪到世界里
what happened was our human spirit was dead.
所发生的事情是我们人的灵死了。
Because God's word said, the day that you shall eat the forbidden fruit, you shall die.
因为神说你有一天你要吃那个树上的果子你就会死。
Adam lived 900 some years.
亚当活了900多年。
That is his body.
这是他的身体。
And so far as his soul is concerned,
就他的魂来说
he beget many sons and daughters.
他生了很多儿子，生了很多女儿。
He had family life.
他有这个家庭生活。
He did not die right away.
他没有马上死。
But God's word is true.
但是神的话是对的。
On the day that they ate the forbidden fruit,
当他们两个那一天吃了不该吃的果子
their spirit was dead.
他们的灵死了。
But that doesn't mean that it didn't exist anymore.
死的意思并不是说这个东西不存在。
It means that it has lost its proper communication with God.
而是说它失去了它跟神之间一个对的这个来往。
You know, an unbeliever can still communicate with evil spirit.
你知道吗？一个不信的人他可以和那个鬼啊来交通的。
But he cannot communicate with God.
但是他不能和神有交通的。
Because God is the proper environment for the spirit.
因为就人的灵来说神是那个对的环境。
So we may say, our spirit was in coma.
我们可以这么说我们的这个灵啊是昏了。
So almost like that.
好像死了一样。
But thank God, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, something marvelous happened.
但是感谢神，当你相信耶稣的时候，一个奇妙的事情发生了。
He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
那从灵所生的就是灵。
In other words, our spirit, dead spirit,was quickened into new life.
换句话说，那个死的灵现在活了，成为一个新的生命。
We have a new spirit.
我们有一个新的灵。
And immediately we cry out, Abba, Father.
马上我们可以喊说，阿爸父。
The contact began.
那个接触又发生了。
We began to communicate with God, our Creator.
我们再开始。可以和那个造物的神来有交通。
And not only that,
不止这样。
But we find that even the life of Christ came into us.
不但这样，而且基督的生命到我们里头。
He that believes has eternal life.
相信他的就有永生。
Now eternal life is the life of Christ.
永生是基督的生命。
And Christ came into us.
基督到我们的里头。
But I want to ask the question.
我要问这个问题。
Where does Christ reside in you?
基督在你的里面住在哪里?
Christ reside in your new spirit.
基督就住在你的新的这个灵里头。
That life comes into your spirit.
那个生命到我们的灵里面。
And that life becomes the life of the spirit.
那个生命就变成我们灵的生命。
And more than that,
不止如此。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣的时候，
the Holy Spirit himself comes into you.
圣灵自己到你的里头。
And where does he dwell?
他住在哪里？
He dwells in your spirit.
他住在你的灵里头。
Not only you have a new spirit,
不止你有一个新的灵。
You have the Holy Spirit dwells in your new spirit.
你有一个圣灵住在你的灵里头。
And why does the Holy Spirit dwell in your spirit?
为什么圣灵要住在你的灵里头？
Have you thought of that?
有没有想过？
He dwells in your spirit for one reason.
他到你的灵里面住有一个原因，只有一个原因。
He is to look after the life of Christ that is in you.
他在那里照管照顾就是耶稣基督的生命在你里面。
He is there to exalt Jesus Christ.
他在那里是要高举基督耶稣。
He is there to see that the life in you, the life of Christ in you may grow.
他在那里要负责，就是说你里头的生命要长大，耶稣基督的生命要长大。
That you may be like Him.
好让你可以像他。
So that the eternal purpose of God might be fulfilled.
好让神永远的旨意可以得到成就。
You know, when you read Romans chapter 8,
让我当我们读罗马书第八章
verses 27-28,
第27、28节
and then you can begin to see this.
那你就可以看见这回事。
As you read on to the 30.
那你一直读到第30节。
You see that whom God has called.
你看到神所呼召的。
He will justify.
他要称义。
And whom he has justified.
他称义的。
He will glorify.
他要让你得荣耀。
And what is meant by being glorified?
什么叫做得荣耀呢？
To be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
是要磨成神爱子的形象。
Now how can you arrive at that?
你怎么达到那个？
Only by the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
只是靠着在你圣灵在你里面的工作。
Because He will see to it.
因为他要让这件事情发生。
That the life of Christ in you will continuously grow.
就是基督的在你里头的生命要继续的生长。
And by growing means that you take more and more upon yourself the character of Christ.
生长的意思就是说你呢越来越多增加基督的性格。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
where does all these things going on in you?
在你身体，在你的里面，这些事情在哪里发生的？
It is not going on in your body.
不是在你身体上面发生的。
Nor it is really something only limited to your soul.
也不是单单的在你的魂里面发生的。
But it begins in your spirit.
从零开始。
And out of your spirit, it began to influence your soul and body.
从零开始，然后就影响到你的魂，然后就影响到你的身体。
So it is something, an inward thing.
所以这是一个里头的事。
It is the inward way of life.
这是一个里面的一个生命的路。
This is Christian life.
这是基督徒的生命生活。
Christian life is not something external at all.
基督徒的生命生活不是外头的事。
It will appear externally.
它慢慢的外面会表现。
But it has to begin within you.
可是必须从你的里头开始。
It is the story of your spirit.
这是你的灵的故事。
So, how do we exercise unto godliness?
所以我们怎么样操练让我们可以像神呢？
Where is this exercising?
这个操练在哪里呢？
It is in your spirit.
在你的灵里头。
So we call it spiritual exercise.
所以我们称这个是属灵的操练。
This is something that every believer is a must.
这个对每一个信徒来说是必须的。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
I do feel that among God's people,
我感觉在神的儿女中间
this is something that is neglected.
这是被忽略的。
We try to grow so-called spiritually.
我们要说是要有属灵的生长。
Now how are we going to grow?
那我们怎么样去生长呢？
Oftentimes we are distracted from inside to outside.
这个属灵的成长，我们往往从让外面的事情打搅了里面的事情。
Instead of listening to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们没有听圣灵在我们里头微小的声音。
Who is trying to guide us into spiritual growth.
是他要带领我们到属灵的成长。
We began to listen to what people tell us.
我们反而去听别人跟我们说的。
As soon as we are saved.
当我们得救的时候。
People will tell us.
人们就跟我们说。
Now you need to do this, you shouldn't do that, and so forth.
你应该做这个，你不应该做这个，等等等等。
So in other words, you find that we are being distracted outwardly.
换句话说，我们被外面的事情所分心了。
People will tell you if you want to be a good Christian.
有人跟你说，你若是要做一个好基督徒。
Now what do you need to do?
你该做什么事呢？
You need to read your Bible.
你应该读圣经。
You need to pray.
你应该祷告。
You need to gather with God's people.
你应该聚会。
You need to witness for Christ.
你应该去为主做见证。
And you start to do that.
你就开始做这些事。
But how do you read your Bible?
你怎么读你的圣经呢？
Now how do you pray?
你怎么祷告呢？
And when you meet with God's people.
当你与神的百姓在一起。
What is your attitude?
你的态度是如何呢？
And when you are witnessing.
当你做见证。
By what power?
你是用什么能力做见证呢？
I remember Brother Watchman Nee.
我记得尼诺生弟兄。
After he was saved.
他得救了以后。
He was very zealous for the Lord.
他对主热心。
And he tried to tackle all his schoolmates.
他开始呢就抓住他所有的学校的同学。
And he wanted to tell them about Christ.
他要跟他们说基督。
And so finally all these students began to avoid him.
慢慢这些的学生呢就逃避他。
The preacher is coming.
哦，那个传道人来了。
Go another way.
所以我就跑到别地方去。
And one day, Miss Groves met him.
有一天
，Miss
Groves，Miss Groves 遇见他。
And she is a co-worker of Miss Barber.
他是何寿恩教室的一个同工。
And Miss Groves said, "After you are saved."
他说你得救以后。
How many people got saved through you?
有多少人因为你的缘故得救了呢
？He said none.
他说没有。
But he said that's their business.
可是他说这是他们的事。
I have done my business.
我已经做了我该做的。
If they believe or not believe, it's up to them.
不是他们相信或者他们不相信是他们的事。
So Miss Groves said.
那 Miss Groves 就这么说。
Have you ever prayed for them before you preach to them?
当你跟他们做见证的时候，以前你有没有先为他们祷告呢？
Never.
从来没有。
He said, "You better go to pray."
那个他就 Miss Groves 就跟他说，你应该先祷告。
So he began to put the names of these fellow students in a book.
所以他就开始把他这些个同学的名字写在一个小本上。
And he pray and pray and pray for them.
他为他们祷告，祷告，祷告。
And the Lord began to work.
那主就开始做事了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You can witness by your own cleverness.
你可以用你自己的聪明做见证。
Instead of depending on the Holy Spirit.
而不依靠圣灵。
You can come to the meeting.
你能来聚会。
Just try to get something.
来想得到什么。
If you don't get anything, you say you waste your time.
那你就浪费，你就说浪费时间。
Now you do not come together with God's people in your spirit.
因为你没有来到神的百姓当中，带着你自己的灵。
You come with your body.
你来是带着身体来的。
You come with your mind.
你来是带着你的心思来的。
But you leave your spirit at home.
但是你把你的灵放在家里了。
So you have a bad spirit.
所以你来了这里有一个不好的灵。
If the preacher preaches good, you knock your head.
当这个讲道人说得好，你就点点头。
If the preacher doesn't meet your sense, you shake your head.
若是讲道的人跟你想的不一样，那你就摇头。
Where is your spirit?
你的灵在哪儿呢
？You're not exercising your spirit.
你没有操练你的灵。
When you read the Bible, how do you read?
当你读你圣经的时候，你怎么读的呢
？After you read, people ask you, "What have you read?" You forgot.
你读完了之后，别人说你读的是什么，你忘记了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，You haven't exercised your spirit.
你没有操练你的灵。
Everything is just outward.
所有的事情都是外头的。
And no wonder there is no spiritual growth.
难怪没有属灵的成长。
After many years, you are still a babe in Christ.
许多年以后，你在主里头仍旧是个婴孩。
In order to be spiritual,
若是要属灵的话
，we try to accumulate lots of biblical knowledge.
我们收集了许多的圣经知识。
I do not say biblical knowledge is not important.
我并不是说圣经的知识不重要。
But that is secondary.
但是这是次要的。
There is something more important than.
有一个更重要的事。
We fill our minds with all kinds of doctrines.
当我们把我们的头脑里面放了许多许多的教条
，Our mind get bigger and bigger，
我们的头脑越来越大
，But our spirit shrinks smaller and smaller，
但是我们的灵就越缩越小。
This is not spiritual growth，
这不是属灵的成长。
This is not being conformed to the image of Christ，
这不是被磨成神儿子的形象。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，I really feel。That Christianity today is on the wrong path.
我实在觉得基督教今天是走错路了。
We are being led astray.
我们被带到错的方向去。
Instead of really go deep within yourself.
没有走到我们里头的深处。
And let the Holy Spirit exercise your spirit.
让圣灵来操练我们里头的灵。
So, what is spiritual exercise?
那属灵的操练是什么呢
？It is the Holy Spirit who is working in your spirit.
是圣灵在你的灵里头工作。
Now, if I exercise my body,
若是我操练我的身体
，I can see it.
我可以看得见。
If I exercise our mind.
我们若是我们操练我们的头脑思想
，My mind gets bigger，
我的思想心思越来越大了。
No, spirit is something you cannot see，
但是灵你看不见的。
Now how can you exercise your spirit？
你怎么操练你的灵呢
？Now by exercising your spirit simply means。
操练灵就是这个，只是这个意思。
It means exercise the functions, the faculties of your spirit.
那就是说，操练你的灵，它的功用，它该做的事。
I often use an illustration.
我用一个比喻。
We all know electricity.
我们都知道电。
But can you see it?
你能见到吗？
How do we know there is electricity?
我们怎么知道这有电呢
？We know electricity by its power.
我们知道这有电，因为我们知道它有这个功能，它有这个能力。
By its light,
有这个电的光。
By its heat,
这个所带出来的热。
So by the functions of electricity, we cannot deny there is no electricity.
当我们看见电的功用的时候，我们不能否认有电。
Even though I'm naked, I cannot see it.
虽然我们的肉眼看不见。
Now, when you come to spiritual things,
当我们来到属灵的事情
，it is not something that we can use our five senses.
我们不是能用我们五官看得见。
We need the six senses.
我们需要第六感觉，第六个感觉。
We need the spiritual senses.
我们需要里头。圣灵的感觉，灵的感觉。
And by that spiritual senses, you know your spirit.
我们用那个灵的感觉来知道灵的，我们知道灵。
Our spirit has three main functions.
我们的灵有三个功用。
Number one, conscience.
第一，良心。
Number two, intuition.
第二，直觉。
Number three, communion.
第三，交通。
Our spirit has the function of communion.
我们的灵有交通的这个功用。
We can commune with God.
我们可以跟神有交通。
And God can speak to us.
神可以向我们说话。
He can reveal himself to our spirit.
神可以把他自己启示在我们的灵里头。
And with communion, we gradually grow into his likeness.
靠着这个交通，我们慢慢的可以长成他的形象，他的儿子的形象。
Oftentimes you find two elderly couple, they look alike.
常常你看见两个年老的夫妇，他们越看越像。
Because they look at each other day after day, hour after hour.
因为他们每天每个小时都彼此看见。
And gradually even they look alike.
慢慢好像他们长都长得一样。
And the same thing is true.
同样的道理。
And when you look at the Lord and let the Lord look at you and day and night and hour by hour.
当你看着主，让主也看着你，每天这么过去，每小时这么过去。
Without knowing, you begin to be like him.
不知不觉你就像他一样。
That is, your spirit becomes to be like him.
换句话说，对不起，应该是说他的你的灵就看起来像他一样。
It is wonderful.
这是何等美好的事。
The reason why we are not like God is because we do not look at him.
我们不像神的原因是因为我们不看他。
If we look at him with unveiled faces,
就是我们看到他把我们脸上的帕子除掉。
Then we will be transformed from glory to glory.
那我们就变成从荣上加荣。
Even as by the Lord the Spirit.
就像是神的灵所改进。
That's 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
这是在哥林多后书三章第十八节。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the Holy Spirit works upon our communion faculty.
所以圣灵是借着我们跟这个灵的交通的功能在那里工作。
And he works upon our conscience.
他不但这样，也工作在我们的良心里面。
Conscience to unbelievers is undependable.
对于一个不信的人来说，良心是不可靠的。
Because they have lost their standard.
因为失去了这个标准。
The standard of our conscience is God.
良心的标准是神。
So after we believe in the Lord Jesus, conscience is very important.
所以当我们信了主耶稣以后，良心是很重要的。
The Apostle Paul said, I maintain before God a man a conscience without offense.
所以使徒保罗说，我在神和人之间有一个无愧的良心。
How after we believe in the Lord Jesus?
当我们信了耶稣基督。
We are not very knowledgeable at that time.
我们在那个时候我们并没有那么多知识。
But from the very day you are saved.
可是从你得救的那一天开始，
Your conscience has been cleansed.
你的良心已经被洗净了。
And the Holy Spirit began to speak to your conscience.
圣灵开始向你的良心说话。
So we sometimes say the conscience is the voice of God.
所以我们常常说良心是神的声音。
He will touch our conscience.
他会摸到我们的良心。
In small things,
在小事。
In big things.
在大事，
in everything.
在每一件事。
And if we do not walk after our conscience,
说我们不是根据我们的良心来活。
If our conscience is not exercised before God,
若是我们的良心在神的面前没有被操练。
Instead of listening to man, we listen to the still more voice.
那我们不但我们不听人的声音，而听我们里面神微小的声音。
And we will begin to grow spiritually.
我们就开始在属灵上成长。
And this is the way to righteousness.
这就是我们到公义的这条路。
Conscience is related to righteousness.
良心是和公义连在一起的。
What is right? What is wrong? in the sight of God is determined by conscience.
在神的眼中，你是对还是你是不对，是根据你的良心来看的。
And then you know that after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
你知道当我们相信了耶稣基督以后，
we often ask a question.
我们常常问一个问题，
What is the will of God?
神的旨意在哪里？
What is His will for me?
他对我的旨意是什么？
Can I go there? Can I do this?
我能去那儿吗？我能做这件事吗？
Or should I do that?
我该这样做吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
when you are puzzled,
当你困惑的时候，
What do you do?
你怎么办？
You ask people.
你问人。
Tell me.
你告诉我。
And if you say no,
若是人说不，
then you try not to do it.
就想不要做。
If you say yes,
若是人说是，
then you just go ahead.
那你就做了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
that is Old Testament, not New Testament.
那是旧约，不是新约。
In the Old Testament, you need people tell you know the Lord.
那在旧约里头，你需要人跟你说要认识神。
But now the Holy Spirit is within you.
但是圣灵在我们里面，现在。
He will teach you in all things.
他会在凡事上教导我们。
Small things and big things.
小事和大事。
And if you listen to him, you abide in Christ.
若是你听他，你就住在基督里。
Intuition is direct knowledge.
直觉是。直接的知识。
We usually, our knowledge comes indirectly.
我们所知道的知识是是间接来的。
We gather information from outside.
我们从外头拿了很多的资料。
And store it in our brain.
我们存在我们的脑子里。
And analyze it.
我们分析。
And come to a conclusion.
我们就来到一个结论。
It is all from outside.
都是从外头来的。
But God will speak directly to us.
但是神要直接向我们说话。
He will reveal himself to us.
他要把他自己启示在我们里头。
He is light.
他是光。
And if we walk in the light,
若是我们行在光中，
as he is in the light,
就像他是光，
we have fellowship with one another.
我们彼此有交通。
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins.
神儿子耶稣基督的血洗净我们一切的罪。
So, brothers and sisters, in our daily walk,
因此弟兄姊妹在我们每天的生活里，
we need that intuitive knowledge.
我们需要那个直觉来的知识。
Guided by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵所引导的。
And that leads us to sanctification, to holiness.
那个圣灵的引导就带我们进入那个圣洁。
That is,We're determining what is good and what is bad.
就是让我们知道什么是好的，什么是坏的。
Good and evil.
是善或者恶。
Good is God's will.
善是神的旨意。
Evil is whatever is not God's will.
恶是神旨意之外的。
And then, of course, communing.Get us into glory.
那当然，当这个合一，这个交通，就带我们进入荣耀。
And you find this all comes from spiritual exercise.
我们看所有这些东西都是从属灵的操练里面出来的。
So what have we lost so much because we are not exercising our spirit?
为什么我们失去那么多呢？因为我们没有操练属灵的操练。
It is the only way to spiritual growth.
这是我们属灵生长长大唯一的路。
And it is the only way to transfer truth into experience.
只有这样，我们才能够从把真理变成我们的经历。
So this is spiritual exercise.
所以这个就是属灵的操练。
So my burden is, are we exercising our spirit?
所以我的负担是我们有没有操练我们的灵。
The more we exercise, the better we are.
我们操练的更多，我们就更好。
The healthier we are.
那我们就更健康。
Then we are really growing in the Lord.
那我们就在主里头可以长进。
And that is exercise unto godliness.
那就是操练让我们像神。
Now, our ladies aside. lay this aside.
我现在把这个就讲到这里。
Now our turn to body life.
好，我们现在来看，身体的生活。
Now what is body life?
身体的生活是什么呢
？Why is body life is so important?
为什么身体的生活那么重要
？We are naturally individualistic.
我们天然来说，我们每个人都是个人主义。
When God created man.
当神造人的时候
，We are not individualistic.
我们不是个人的。
Why?
为什么呢
？God created man, male and female.
神造人，造男造女。
And he called man.
他称这样合在一起，他称作人。
So man is a corporate body.
所以人这个字呢，是一个集体的一个身体。
Adam and Eve are two individuals.
亚当和夏娃是两个个体。
And yet they are joined into one.
但是他们是合在一起。
They live a corporate life.
他过一个一起的生活。
But unfortunately,
但是不幸的是
when that corporate life is broken.
当这个团体的生活分开了以后
through sin,
那罪
you know what happened.
你知道什么事情发生
they become individualistic.
他们就变成了个人主义。
So when God came and questioned Adam,
所以当神来问亚当说
Adam said, it's the fault of Eve.
亚当说你要怪夏娃。
And when God questioned Eve,
那当神问夏娃
he said, it is a problem of the serpent.
夏娃说你得怪亚当。
Immediately you find they become individualistic, self-centered.
所以我们都变成一个自我中心的人。
So, naturally speaking, everyone today is individualistic.
所以就自然的来说，我们每个人都是个人主义的。
We are all self-centered.
我们每个人都是自我为中心的。
I, me, mine.
我的。
That's my life philosophy.
这是我的哲学。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
God's purpose is different.
神的目的是不一样的。
When you look at God's purpose,
当你看神的目的
you find his purpose is always corporate.
你看他，你就发觉他的目的永远是团体的。
It is true.When he saves us one by one.
没有错，当他救我们的时候，是一个一个一个救的。
Because we are individuals.
因为我们的确是个人。
I often say when we are saved, we are selfishly saved.
我常常说，当我们被救的时候，我们是被自私的被救的。
Why? Because we want to go to heaven.
为什么呢？因为我们想到天堂。
And we don't want to go to hell.
我们不愿意到地狱。
So there is a sense of selfishness there.
所以话说起来是有一点自私在里面。
And thank God for his long suffering.
但是我们感谢神他是长久忍耐。
Even though we are so selfish, he still saves us.
虽然我们那么自私他仍旧救了我。
But he does not want us to remain self-centered.
但是他不要我们每个人停留在这个自我为中心的情形。
Until we are saved.
当我们被救了。
He wants to be corporate.
他让我们是，他要我们成为团体。
We are saved one by one.
我们是一个一个被救的。
But when we are saved, we are put into a family.
但是当我们被救了之后，我们就放在一个家庭里面。
We are put into a body.
他把我们放在一个身体的里面。
And we become members one of another.
他让我们彼此为肢体。
And I often say,
我常常说
how wonderful it is.
就是何等奇妙
When you are saved,
当你被救的时候
Now how do you know you are saved?
你怎么知道你被救了
Where's the proof?
你的证据在哪里呢
You cry out from your heart to God, Abba, Father.
你从你的心里面呼叫阿爸父
That's the proof.
那就是证据
That shows you are a child of God.
这就说明你是神的儿女。
Formerly, when you pray to God, you pray to your father-in-law.
那以前你祷告的时候，你是向你的岳父祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我们在天上的父，你在上的父，你的名，愿你的名被尊重。
You're talking to your father-in-law.
你好像你跟你的岳父祷告一样。
But now it's different.
现在不一样了。
You're talking to your father.
你是向你的父亲祷告。
Thank God for that.
我们感谢神。
But don't you know there is another thing happening?
你知道有另外一件事情发生了。
After you are saved.
当你被救以后。
When you meet another Christian.
当你看见另外一个基督徒。
You don't know him before.
你以前不认识他。
But when you discover he is also a believer in Jesus Christ,
但是当你发觉他也是相信耶稣基督的
，immediately there is a bond.
你里头马上有一个那个连接在那里。
A bond formed between you and that person.
那这个连接是你和他中间的。
Now where does it come from?
这个连接哪来的？
Come from salvation.
是从得救来的。
But unfortunately,
但是不相信
again we are being led astray.
我们又给带错方向了。
Instead of now we are one.
就是我们现在我们不说我们是合一的。
We are in one family, one body.
我们是应该在一个家庭一个身体里面。我们应该是弟兄姊妹。
We love one another.
我们应该彼此相爱。
We fellowship with one another.
我们应该彼此交通。
And you find the outward influence comes in.
现在你就看见外面的那个影响进来。
When you meet a believer.
当你看见一个信徒。
And you find he is a believer.
你发觉他是一个信徒。
Why your heart just goes to that person.
啊你说你的我就说我的心啊就是跟他连接在一起了。
There is outside teaching.
那然后有个外面的教训你过出来。
The next question is.
所以你下一个问题问。
What denomination do you belong to?
你是属于哪一个公会啊
My, when that question is asked,
当那个问题一问
division immediately comes.
马上就断了。
That body is broken.
那个身体就破裂了。
In other words, what God has intended has now been broken.
换句话说神所要的现在就被打破了。
So today you find divisions everywhere.
所以你今天就看见这个分呢彼此相分的这件事情到处都是一样。
And this is all because we have brought other things into.
这是因为我们把外面这个杂的东西带进来了。
Instead of letting Christ be all and in all.
而不是让基督是一切在一切之内。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
again I will say,
那我们再说
body is God's eternal purpose for us.
身体是神对我们的永远的旨意。
God does not want us to remain individuals.
神不要我们停留在个人主义的地方。
Now, may I say this?
让我这么说。
Our individuality will never be lost.
我们每个人的特性，个人的特性，从来不会消失的。
We are still individuals.
我们仍旧是每个个人。
Our individuality remains to eternity.
我们每个人个人的特性一直存到永远。
Just like no two faces are alike.
就是说在世界上你看两个脸没有两个脸完全一样。
That's individuality.
那个是他们的个人的特性。
No soul shape is alike.
每个人的魂的样子都不一样的。
Our temperaments are all different.
每个人的脾气不同
That's individualism, individuality.
这是我们个人每个人的特性
And that continues to eternity.
但是一直存到永远
God loves variety.
神看见我们每个人不一样他高兴
Variety is the spice of life.
那看到我们每个人不一样的话对对我们这是这个
spice. Otherwise it will be too monotonous.
是让我们里头有意思，要不然的话太单调。
So even in New Jerusalem,
所以在新耶路撒冷
，the precious stone of Peter is different from the precious stone of Paul.
那 彼得的那个宝石和保罗的宝石不一样。
Everyone is an individual.
每个人都不一样。
Individuality never be lost.
我们每个人的特性从来不会消失的。
So don't try to be like another person.
所以你不要想做别人。
Be yourself.
就你就这样就好。
But individualism must go.
但是那个个人主义一定要走。
You have to lay down yourself.
你需要把自己放下。
Lay down your flesh.
把你的肉体放下。
That Christ may be all and in all.
好让基督成为一切在一切之内。
So you remember.
所以我们记得。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12.
在林前12章12节。
This is a verse that puzzles many people.
这是一个让许多人困扰的一句话。
If it doesn't puzzle you, it shows that you have not really read your Bible.
若是不让你困惑的话，可能你还没有好好读过你圣经那一段。
Now, will you please turn to?
我们来看一下《哥林多前书》十二章十二节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
Anything wrong with this verse?
这个话有没有说错呢？
Yes or no?
是是还是不是呢？啊？
Silence.
没有人说话。
You're all very clever.
你们都很聪明。
When you read this verse,
当你读这一段
，The body is one and has many members.
身体是一个，有许多肢体。
But all the members being many are one body.
肢体而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子。
So also is the church.
因此教会也是这样。
It clearly shows us it's the church.
所以应该说教会也是这样。
It shouldn't say so also is the Christ.
不应该说基督也是这样。
But the Holy Spirit says, so also is the Christ.
但是圣灵说基督也是这样。
Why?
为什么？
That shows us what the body really is.
所以它告诉我们说身体真正是什么。
When we think of a body,
当我们想到身体，
of course, this refers to the body of Christ.
当然我们说 是基督，我们是讲到基督的身体。
Because we know that when Christ was on earth, he took up a body from Mary.
所以 当我们基督来到世上的时候，他是从玛利亚得到了一个身体。
He has a personal body.
他有一个个人的身体。
And in that body, he lived for the 33 years and a half.
他在那个身体里面住了33年半。
He did many things. He taught many words.
他做了许多事，说了许多话。
And then you find he was dead, buried, resurrected, and ascended.
然后他死了，埋了，复活了，升天了。
But when he was ascended,
但是当他升天的时候，
he was anointed by God as Christ as Lord.
那是神高他为主，为基督了。
And then on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天，
the Holy Spirit came down upon 120 believers.
圣灵降下来到120个人的上面。
The picture is,
那个图画是，
When he was ascended on high,
当基督当我们的主升到天上，
he was anointed by God,
是神在那里高了他，
as the high priest,
作为大祭司。
And when the ointment fell upon his head,
当膏油到他的头上，
it began to flow down,
就流下来，
to the beard,
到了胡须，
and then to the skirt of the body,
然后到了衣襟。
Christ in ascension was anointed.
基督当他上升到上去的时候，在那里被高。
And then he sent the Holy Spirit to come down, and 120 believers were baptized.
他差遣圣灵下来，120个信徒就在那里受浸。
They were baptized what? Into one body.
他们被浸成一个身体。
That is the meaning of the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
那就是说在圣灵里面被浸的那个意思。
Today, we wrongly emphasize the meaning of Pentecost.
我们今天当说到五旬节的时候，我们所强调是错误的。
Because our emphasis on Pentecost today is sight and sound.
因为我们今天对五旬节，说到五旬节，我们的强调是看见的声音，看见的影像。
They hear a hard breathing.
听到了一个从呼吸的声音。
And they saw tongues like fire.
他们看见那个火像舌头一样掉到人的头上。
No,
不是的。
This is not the primary meaning of Pentecost.
这不是五旬节主要的意义。
This is only the outward thing.
这只是一个外头的事情。
The real meaning of Pentecost.
五旬节真正的意思。
Why is the Holy Spirit being given and The 120 were baptized.
为什么那个圣灵要赐下来，要降在120个人头上？
Because they were baptized into one body.
因为他们要被浸为一个身体。
Formerly they were 120 individuals.
以前他们是120个个人。
It's a congregation of 120 members.
只是120个人在一起聚会。
But now they become a body with 120 members.
但是现在他们是一个身体120个肢体。
There is an organic change here.
是有一个
organic change.
哦，一个有机的一个改变，有机性的改变。
It is not an organized thing.
不是一个组织起来的东西。
It is an organic birth.
是一个生命的一个有机的一个生出来的东西。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
Not only individually we are saved,
不但是我们每一个人单独的被救，
But we are being baptized into one body.
而且我们被浸在一个身体的里面。
You cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit individually today.
你今天不能靠个人在个人的里面来接受圣灵的浸。
Because that is historical.
因为圣灵的浸这件事情是历史性的。
We can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们
filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们能够被圣灵所充满。
But baptism.Is historical.
但是浸是历史性的。
We all have been baptized into one body.
我们都被浸成一个身体。
So that is in 1 Corinthians 12:13.
这是哥林多前书第十二章第十三节的意思。
For also in the power of one Spirit, we have all been baptized.Into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondman or free, and have all been given to drink of one spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
are you in the body of Christ?
你在基督的身体里面吗？
How are you being a member of the body of Christ?
你 成为基督身体里面的一个分子是怎么回事呢？
Because you have been baptized by in one spirit into one body.
是因为你在一个灵里面被浸成浸在这一个身体里头。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
God's will is that you are more than an individual.
神的旨意是你是超过于就是一个个人。
God wants us to be members of one another.
神
in one body.
神要我们在一个身体里面彼此做肢体。
If we remain individualistic,
不是我们存留在个人主义的里头
，and only be concerned with our own spiritual life.
我们只顾到我们自己属灵的生命。
We want to be a spiritual giant.
我们要成为一个属灵的伟人。
God does not want monuments.
神不要看一个纪念碑。
God wants a house, a body.
神要他身体，他的自己的家。
So, brothers and sisters. We need to have a change of mind.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的想法里头需要个改变。
We need to desire what God desires.
我们需要求神所求的。
God wants us to be members of one another in one body.
神要我们彼此做肢体，在一个身体里头。
God wants us to be responsible as a member. Of the body of Christ.
神要我们在他身体里面做一个负责任的肢体。
This is our stand. This is our responsibility.
这是我们所站的，这是我们的责任。
I think that should be enough.
就这话我们已经说够了。
So what is body life?
所以，身体的生活是什么呢？
Now.What is a body for?
身体的目的是什么？
The Bible does not say a corpse. 是尸体。
哦，对，神并没圣经里面没有说我们这个身体啊是一个尸体，死的死尸。
When you think of a corpse,
当你看一个死尸。
It gives you the impression of death instead of living.
这个死尸放那里，给你的印象是一个死的，不是活的。
Now thank God we are not a corpse.
感谢主，感谢神，我们不是一个死尸。
Now sometimes you feel that almost you're like a walking corpse.
有时候你觉得你像一个活的、走路的行尸。
You know, many years ago, when I was in England.I visited Westminster Abbey.
以前许多年以前我在英国去参观那个西敏寺的大教堂。
And when you enter into Westminster Abbey, what did you see?
你到了那个西敏寺的大教堂，你看见什么呢？
Wow, you see here a plate, now a name of those famous people who have died.
你就看见那个地上有这个人的名字，那个人的名字是当初有名的人死了。
So I feel that I am visiting a church of the dead.
所以我就觉得我在那里去走到一个死人的教堂里。
But church is the church of the living God.
但是教会是活神的教会。
It is a body.
是一个身体。
And when you think of a body, what is your reaction?
当你想到一个身体的时候，你想到什么？
You think of life.
你想到生命。
You think of living.
你想到活的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
So there is a body life that is most important.
所以身体要强调身体的生活。
We are not just a body.
我们不只是一个身体。
That is our position.
那是我们的地位。
But where is our daily living?
但是我们每一天的生活是如何呢？
How do we live our body life?
我们怎么能够过一个身体的生活呢？
Body life is to live out Christ together.
身体的生活是一同活出基督的生命。
Body life is that because we're living together, the life of Christ among us began to increase.
身体的生活是当我们一同在这里生活的时候，那基督的生命在我们中间一同被长大。
And when we are growing into maturity,
当我们长大成人的时候
，What happened?
什么事情发生了
？Wonderful!
一个了不起的事情发生。
Christ will come back and take us as His bride.
基督回来，把我们像他的心腹一样带去。
That is what the body is for.
这就是我们身体的目的。
That we may grow into maturity.
让我们能够长成。
Have the full stature of Christ.
有基督完整的身量。
Then we are fit to be His bride.
那我们就能够被称为他的，能够被配为他的心腹。
So that's why I say body life is so important.
所以我说，身体的生活是这样的重要。
If body life is not grown into fullness,
若是我们的身体的生命没有长到那个满丰满。
It delays the return of the Lord.
那我们主回来就要被迟延了。
Why is it the Lord hasn't come back?
为什么主还没有回来
？For 20 centuries.
二十个世纪了。
It's not a short time.
不是一个短时间。
Even in the first century, people are expecting him to return.
在第一世纪的时候，人就在那里盼望等待他回来。
In the second and third century. Second and the third century.
在第二、第三个世纪。
When Christians were under persecution.
当基督徒被迫害的时候。
They greeted when another said the Lord is coming.
他们彼此见面的时候说主要回来。
But why is he still not coming? Why?
为什么他还没有回来？
He's waiting for the body to be full grown.
他要等着他的身体长成。
What a responsibility we have.
我们，所以我们的责任是多么的大。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something small.
弟兄姊妹，这不是小事。
This is so important.
就是这么样重要的一件事。
The Lord is waiting for us.
主在那里等我们。
Not we waiting for
us. 没有，我们没有等他。
So body life is what God is expecting to see today.
所以身体的生活，身体的生命是主在那里等着要看到的。
Throughout the centuries,
这么多个世纪，
when God's people began to depart from truth,
当神的百姓从真理上离开了，
in every century, every generation,
每一个世纪，每一个世代，
there have been people who are faithful to God.
有人是对神忠心的。
When they came to the so-called dark age,
当我们来到所谓的黑暗世纪的时候，
that is, the church has so fallen away from God.
就是说，教会是堕落离开了神。
They do not know justification by faith.
他们不知道应信称义。
They thought that people had to be saved by accumulating merit.
他们说，他们以为说人怎么得救呢？他们一定要收集很多的做的好处。
The Bible was chained.
那圣经呢，被锁在一个地方。
People were so in darkness.
人们是在黑暗里头。
And historically, we say God began to recover.
那从历史上的说法呢，我们就说神就在那里开始做恢复的工作。
That is to recover.In a large scale, worldwide.
就是说全世界那主在那里做一个恢复的工作。
And then in the 16th century,
在第十六世纪
we find there is reformation.
我们在那里看见这个改教。
The recovery of the justification by faith.
那恢复 应信称义。
The recovery of an open Bible.
恢复一个敞开的圣经。
That is a tremendous recovery.
是一个了不起的恢复。
And then in the 17th century.
第十七世纪。
We find there is a recovery of so-called pietism.
那我们在那里看见有那有一个向神敬虔的运动。
A recovery of piety.
那要把我们爱敬敬虔向神这个事情恢复。
Not only among the Catholics, but also among the Protestants.
不只是在天主教的中间，而且在这个根正教的中间。
Then when you come to the 18th century.
十八世纪。
You have a recovery of evangelism.
你就看见那个传福音的运动被恢复。
Not only from Whitfield and Wesley.
不但是 Whitfield 和卫斯理。
And also with the Moravian movement.
还有摩尔维亚的运动。
And when you come to the 19th century.
19世纪。
Then you find there is the recovery of the church truth through the brethren movement.
你就看见在弟兄运动中间恢复了那个教会的真理。
When you come to the 20th century.
来到20世纪。
Then you find the recovery of spiritual life.
你看见恢复了属灵生命。
Not only the Catholic Convention, but also like Brother Sparks, Watchman Nee, so forth.
就不但有开西的聚会，你看见有史伯克弟兄他的执事，还有尼托森弟兄的执事。
And when you come to the 21st century.
当我们来到21世纪。
What is to be recovered?
神要恢复什么呢？
One day, Brother Watchman Nee said.
有一天，那个尼托森弟兄说。
He felt that probably the last to recover is the recover of body life.
他觉得这个所有的恢复的事情当中，最后一个恢复的是身体生活的恢复。
Not only the truth of the body,
不只是身体的真理,
but the reality of body and life.
而是身体生命、身体生活的真实、实际。
But how can that body and life be recovered?
但是身体的生活怎么样被恢复呢?
If it's not through spiritual exercise.
而是要从属灵的操练里面恢复。
God uses the simplest way to accomplish the fullest purpose.
神用最简单的方法来完成那个最丰满的目的。
And that's the reason I feel very deeply.
这就是为什么我心里的负担很重。
We need to connect these two things together.
我们需要把这两件事情连在一起。
Spiritual exercise and body life.
属灵的操练和身体的生活。
I believe this is very essential.
我觉得这是很重要的。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求主帮助我们。
And lead us in His way.
带我们走他的路。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do wait upon Thee.
主啊，我们在你面前等候。
Wait upon Thy Word.
我们等候你自己的话。
Through Thy Holy Spirit.
靠着你的圣灵。
To be rooted deeply in our hearts.
让能够在我们的心里头生根。
And stir us into response.
挑动我们起来，对你。有一个反应。
That thy name may be glorified.
让你的名得到称颂。
In thy precious name.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。阿门。